This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narayan Koyan. The fourth outdoor cabinet meeting and the first in this tenure of Pema Khandu government was held at Nyapin in Kurumkume district today. The state cabinet on the occasion has approved many important decisions for the development of the state. The cabinet has approved the Arunachal Pradesh Arun Parivar Patra Authority Bill 2025, which seeks to establish a family-centric citizen database for the state to streamline the delivery of public welfare schemes and services. It also approved the creation of 270 contractual posts for immediate operationalization of child helpline services at state as well as district level. The Council of Ministers approved the establishment of 5 new fire stations, one each at Raga, UPR, Boleng, Lemi and Tato, along with creation of 90 various posts. The State Cabinet also assented to enhance the fixed deposit under Dulari Kanya scheme from 20,000 to 30,000 on the institutional birth of girl child, which could be withdrawn on maturity. Among others, the State Cabinet has approved the amendment of Arunachal Pradesh Public Premises Eviction of Unauthorized Occupants Act 2003 in order to curb and regulate encroachment of government lands. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik inaugurated the counseling hall and isolated room of Charju De-Election Center near Khonsa in Tirap district today. Speaking on the occasion, the governor said that helping an individual overcome addiction is no less than an act of God. He commended the efforts of Care Me Home Welfare Society, stating that their work contributes towards Viksit Arunachal, a healthier, more progressive society. The governor urged the panchayat members, gaon buras and community leaders to play an active role in monitoring, guiding and mentoring young individuals. As a symbolic gesture of encouragement, the governor presented Team Arunachal lapel pin to a reformed youth who shared his personal battle with addiction. Earlier, the governor had announced to provide 15 sewing machines for SHGs while interacting with women self-help groups of Lohit district at Teju yesterday. Member of Parliament of Arunachal Pradesh, Tapir Gao, inaugurated the 22nd edition of UniFest at the RG University today. The event commenced with a flag hoisting ceremony by Member of Parliament, Tapir Gao, followed by the lighting of Olympic torch carried by international Wushu player and RGU student Yorna Rosny. Speaking on the occasion, MP Tapir Gao praised RGU's contribution to the development of Viksit Bharat and urged students to shift their mindset from being job seekers to job providers. He also pledged to help expand RGU's academic offerings, including the introduction of a new artificial intelligence as some core areas of study. Seminar on the Union Budget 2025-26 was successfully organized at Pasighat today, organized under the aegis of Bharatiya Janata Party, Arunachal Pradesh Unit. The seminar aims to bring together intellectuals, business leaders, influencers and senior party karyakartas for insightful discussion on the budget's key aspects. In his address, BJP President Kaling Moyung welcomed the Union Budget 2025-26, affirming it a people-friendly budget that prioritizes inclusive development and economic growth. He highlighted the key provisions of the budget and its positive impact on Arunachal Pradesh and the nation. A District Credit Committee meeting was held at the District Commissioner's office in Teju today, held under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner Lohit Kesang Murup Damo. The meeting primarily focused on reviewing the improving the credit flow to various sectors in the district aiming to boost economic growth and development. Speaking on the occasion, the DC emphasized the need for timely disbursement of credit to sectors such as agriculture, small-scale industries, and rural development. In a significant development, the Potential Linked Credit Plan 2025-26 for Lohit District was officially launched during the meeting. The Upper Subansiri Christian Forum has launched a hunger strike in protest against Arunachal Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act 1978 in Daporijo today. The forum has demanded for immediate repeal of Arunachal Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act 1978. It has further appealed for religious harmony and tolerance amongst all in the country. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.